only. No, no, and no text. Bung it over here, let me have a look. Ah! Are you alright, Lee? Sorry, a bit of black ice. I shall slow down. Did the mulled wine go on your lap? Sorry. I mean, there's an argument for saying you shouldn't be trying to drink it while we're going along. You can't control the ladle. I was guilty of speeding up because I wanted to get there quicker because I've got to do the two trips. It's a bit like the poem about the farmer and the chicken and the grain and the foxes and the river, is it not? Well, you know, whatever it might be. Fairy tale, then. Fairy tale. He didn't want to put the fox and the chicken in the boat with the grain in case they, you know, would have all eaten each other, wouldn't it? What I'm talking about, Lee, is I guess that is why I'm making the two trips. Because of separating husband, wife, dog and baby. So I think I'll keep her at 20. I've never been comfortable driving an animal faster than it can go in real life. What? Firstly, that is a big if, because why would I have a cheetah in the car? Then I'd be happy to go at 60, because a cheetah wouldn't be scared. Well, no, that's just daft. Because why would I be driving a snail around? The point being, I don't think you should buy your wife a dog and then apparently not give her monkeys if you scare it. How are your thighs? Sorry. I think I'm going to see if I can stay the night too. Problem is, don't think I'm going to get through it if everyone's drunk and I'm stone cold sober. Lee, why are you opening that? Lee, you don't want to be rocking up at your in-laws swigging Hofmeister. Well, because I think that what you see as bonding with your father-in-law, he more sees as, you know, I mean, you need to be making him think you're not a knob. Right, look at me. Yeah, fairly horrible. Look at your eyes. They're bigger than they should be. If I'm completely honest, they're like a reindeer's eyes. I think it must be something in turkey and beer and gold coins that doesn't agree with you. Here, put these shades on. Now, pop your beer down in the bit for cans there, because I know that any more of that nonsense liquid and I'm going to end up scooping you up off the charades carpet and trying to convince your new family you're a good lad, and that is not how I want this to end. I wanted to have a nice ending. I don't know. Watching Dibley. Get ready to scuttle past and go and sponge your jeans and then find somewhere without an adult where you can just sit and sober up until I'm back. All right, Mrs. A! Yep, don't mind old Stevie Wonder. There he goes. Happy Christmas. Yeah, now I can't stay because I've now, I'm the Muggins figure today. So now I've got to go back and fetch Hayley and and Thomas. Because Lee bought Hayley this. It's a baby dog. Hayley didn't want to have the dog and the baby in the same car in case the dog, ate the baby. Honestly, I will. I shall come in, but not until I've completed the... I was saying to Lee, it's like the fairy tale with the fox and the grain and the confused farmer. This is mulled wine. We transported it hot. I'll just pop it here then. Probably should go in a minute. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, a bit stressful. Well, Lee and Hayley just... Well, you know, it can be stressful at Christmas dinner, can't it? I think there's some statistic like... is it the most popular dinner for rows? Or something? I mean, it certainly was today. Anyway, your daughter... thought that Lee was eating too much. Because, funny, really. she thought he wouldn't have enough room for your dinner. Well, no, he just had quite a lot of these turkey burgers and quite a lot of chips. But, no, don't worry. He can eat for Britain, that one. So just, you know, you feed him, you know, feed him masses and he'll be fine. I think Mum's good at that. Bit of a speciality. I think it's wine, obviously, and then sachets. And heat. No, I won't. I'm driving. I wouldn't mind a holding one. Ta. Well, I got this scarf from Mum and Lee. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm difficult to get for. I never know what to buy myself, you know, throughout the year, so I pity anyone who has to get for me at Christmas. My 3 points came off my licence in November, too, so that was an early... I mean, I had a cracking November, to be fair. I had a really good bonfire night this year, so swings and roundabouts, really. To be 100% honest with you, if I may, I prefer just to focus on getting stuff for other people. I know that's not what it's really about, but that's how I tend to... Oh, and I got this. Swish new phone. Look. It's from, well, I upgraded, but it's free. So I guess technically it's from the phone company. No, they didn't wrap it. But it's a thought that counts. Except it's a pain, because I'm expecting a text. But the phone... This new phone hasn't activated as yet, so bit of a pain. Ah, there she is. Wow, that is a, I mean, you know, that is that's an actual turkey. Always tempted to put it on my head, like Mr. Bean in Mr. Bean. No, this is what I'm trying to explain, Hayley. Well, the point being, the fox would never eat the grain, same as you would never eat Thomas. Lee, Lee is the chicken. The dog is, yes, the dog is another fox. And I'm the farmer. And the driver. And I'm beginning to see how he feels. Yeah, of course you can. I don't think people should sing about snowmen. Easy targets. You've stopped crying. Bit better, innit? No, it's just I think it would be a shame to be crying at two different Christmas dinners in one day. No, don't talk like that. You love him. No, you shouldn't say that sort of stuff when there's black ice. I need to be able to concentrate. Can you check my phone, please? No, it's not in there. It's not in there. It's not in there. Yeah, no, that's not... that's nothing. That's nothing. It's a present. For, you know, someone. Special. Yeah, it might be a girl, yeah. It's got H on it because, her name might begin with H. Yes. it might be a candle. Yeah, it's certainly shaped. It might be. Could you put it down, please? I just want you to leave it there, would you, please? For now. There's plenty of people begin with H. Hayley. Hitler. Heidi Klum. Pop it back down. Think about what you're going to say to your husband. What? Why have I stopped? Mistletoe? Thank you. That's a very nice compliment. Right. No, I'm not. I think it's got to be just the cheek. I'm sure it has. Because we're sister-in-laws. Well, put it this way, it would be like Lady Diana getting off with Prince Andrew. Or Prince Edward. Between the years of 1981 and 1997. Just not a good idea. Does it make you feel bad? Mr. A, just asking, do you feel bad carving a turkey? Well, you're more of a man than me, I think. I mean, I have quite a vivid imagination, so I can sort of imagine it, you know, clucking. Yeah, but I just don't eat meat that's shaped like animals, if that makes any sense. I'll eat meat, but only if it's shaped like, you know, fingers or discs. Yeah, I'm basically the worst kind of vegetarian. No, she went upstairs. Just got a lot on her plate, I think. Where's Lee? Yeah, what? Well, you shouldn't put him in the garden. Well, because he could sober up indoors, couldn't he? I mean, you shouldn't put a boy in a garden. Yeah, but it's not a nightclub, is it? I mean, you've got to have more relaxed rules than a nightclub. Especially if it's your son-in-law. Especially at Christmas, no? No, I couldn't agree more, mate. I think it's bloody OTT, to be honest. Okay, let's see the, lose the shades. Pop them back on, I would. I suppose the important thing is to get you sober enough that he's happy to have you in the house. Get us all sat around the one table. Don't try to speak, mate. You're chattering so much, I think your teeth are going to crumble. Look, I'm going to try talking to Mrs. A. See if we can get you back in. No, Hayley's upstairs crying with the baby. I think I'm going to need a drink to get through this. No, I'm not getting you one, Lee. If anything, you should be focusing on leaning against the shed. Yeah, she is. She's a cracker. She's a rescue dog. So, I mean, she's killed a cat. He's good. He's all good. He's quite cold out there. I mean, how sober do you think he has to be for your husband to okay him for dinner, in your experience? Yeah. One thing I was thinking, I can't drink because I've got to drive home later. I know, yeah, it is a nightmare. But what I was going to almost ask is, could I maybe kip here, just so then obviously I could tuck into some 250 milliliter bottles of Grolsch and you know, be a bit looser for charades. Is it awkward? Right, but what if Lee was... I mean, what if he slept in Hayley's room with Hayley? Could I then have the sofa? Cool, yeah. Excellent, you think about it. Yes, I don't need to drink to have fun, luckily. Can I just borrow your house phone before dinner, please? From my point of view, don't upgrade people if you can't follow it through. I've done that. I keep turning it off and on and hitting it against my thigh, but... it's not activating. I'm being patient, but I need my phone, you know? I mean, it's Christmas. It's a time for, you know, I just want to be texting this person. Just, I want to text this girl, Happy Christmas. And she has no idea I'm between phones, so I'm looking like a right Scrooge over here. I know it's not your fault. It's the fault of the system, isn't it? Well, the guys who made the system. Why are you working on Christmas Day, then? It's a shame. You've got a nice voice. Right, I better get back to it then. Oh, what's your name, please? In case I need to phone you up again. Thank you. Hey! No, nothing. Just story of my life, really. I think on my gravestone there ought to be just a picture of me holding the two short ends of crackers like a Nelly. Anyone fancy splashing me a cracker toy? or a hat. Yeah, thanks, Mr. A. Well, I just need one, really, Mrs. A. Well, thank you. Well, there we go, three hats. I'll turn into a hat in a minute. I'm a bit like, who's a character who wore three hats? There may well not be one. Funny, isn't it? Just the three of us. Mr. A, well, the thing is, you know, it's Lee and Hayley's first Christmas together as man and, his wife. So they should be, you know, physically, you know, actually together. Well, do you remember your first one together? Well, you know, were you locked in the garden? Are you all right, Hayley? I just wanted to say, you should come down. It's very merry down there. Should I be watching him? Sucking that? No, I'm not watching. It's just it's difficult to... It's like you're not supposed to watch car crashes, but people do. I'll face this way. It just seems to me that Lee should be at the Christmas dinner at table. Sorry. I thought, because I heard him crying, I thought I could turn round, but it's the opposite. I'm sorry, I saw, What are you talking about? Of course you can cope. So? Mary was a young mother. Mary. Christ. Jesus' mother. And she managed. Yeah, but you've got a Joseph. Lee. Well, he might not be a carpenter, but he's a good man and he's trying to grow a beard. I still like the theory that the baby will bring you closer together. Well, you've only had it a week. I mean, give it a chance. Well, then maybe the puppy will. Laughing. I know you do. You see, I love him too. I mean, he's wicked. I mean, at the very least, he shouldn't be treated like a... Well, stuffed in the yard like that. I mean, he's being treated like a goat, really. And I think if you just said to your old man... Well, he likes you, so he'd most probably listen. Also, and this is a minor point, but if you make up with Lee and then you let him sleep with you in here, well, then I'd be able to sleep on the sofa, which would, I mean, I could drink some 250ml bottles of Grolsch then. So think about that one. Do you want to perhaps put a top on and go down? Negotiate Lee's release. I'll put the speaker thing on so we get an idea of how Thomas is. Can I please speak to Kitty Bonner? Thank you. Hello, it's Luke here. Luke, yeah, my phone still isn't on. I think if you knew the situation, you'd try and help. Well, I said I'd text this girl. And I really like her. And she sort of implied that she likes me. Just by her actions. She kissed me on fireworks night. But she's... I mean, it's all hush-hush, you know. I don't want to jinx it, like always. So I need my phone on so she doesn't think I'm a right numpty who... Sorry, distracted. I'm just watching my nephew's grandfather doing a series of tests on my brother in the yard. Yeah, I think he's passing them. I mean, I don't know the layout of your offices, but if there's a way you could sort of literally go up some stairs to a manager's office or something, or a technician or something who can turn my phone on... Well, I mean, I don't know. I've probably watched too many Hollywood films. Yes. Yeah, if you could do your best, yeah, that would be ideal. Well, this is a bit nicer, isn't it? Thanks for letting him in, Mr. A. You're a legend. It's like one big happy family now, isn't it? And I love the turkey, Mrs. A, and the potatoes, and the carrots. I mean, well, all of it. The stuffing, have I missed anything out? I think nothing. I should have just said it's generally nice. But so, well done. Me, I think. Nah, it's all right. I don't want to check it. Because it's rude, isn't it? I'll check it in a minute. Bad to have it on at dinner. What are we talking about again? It's no one. No, it'll be the phone company just saying that the phone's activated, you know. These radishes. They send a couple just welcoming you on board. It is certainly no one, Mrs. A. I mean, they're wrong for having it on. Hayley, whose side are you on? That's just that they're checking I'm settling in. Be over in a second. No, thank you, Mr. A. I don't think it is my new lover, for the simple reason I don't have a lover. And if I did, I am... No, that's staying in my tracksuit top pocket, I think. Sit down, mate, please, because it's what I'm saying, it's a backlog. This will all be Christmas messages from the other chefs at the restaurant. Because they'll be rude messages. I don't want to sit here reading stuff out that chefs have written. You'd regret that. OK, well, if you get off, then I will read them. Right. Let me just read it to myself quickly. I'll go. I'll get it. Thank you so much, Kitty. I think I'm going to add you to my, Christmas heroes list. there is one other sort of thing. I thought I'd have more credit. I mean, I thought the credit would transfer over to my new phone. Yeah, she has. Yeah, she's texted. And she even wants me to go over, I think. Well, listen. Hello, boy racer. Fancy dropping by. Might be something nice for you to unwrap. H. And then X, X, well, two kisses. So she wants me to go over, doesn't she? I don't know, does she? She does, I think. But then it could be games. I mean, I'd need to cross-examine. I mean, I'd need to talk to her. And I can't because credit. Anyway, I couldn't go over because... Well, no, of course I can't. Well, dinner. And then charades. And then Dibley. I mean, which of those am I going to miss to drive over to Little Downham? I mean, and anyway, I haven't got, like, my credit card and things, because it's Christmas Day, isn't it? And things like wallets don't really work the same way on... I never have it on me on Christmas, so I can't text back something nice.
Really?
So there's no way... Yeah, no, I'm not asking for you to pay for it. I don't know what I'm asking for, but not that. Anyway, she texted, so that's good, isn't it? look, I've got to go. Happy Christmas. All right. Just the three of us again then. Hardcore. deleted him. All from the phone company. So, bureaucracy. Pointless. Huh? What do you mean, Mr. A? No, but why did you call me Boy Racer? Oh. Right. I feel like I'm in the Truman Show. A bit. Just trying to remember what I said. Yeah, it is. It is funny, Mrs. A. I got to admit that. Don't tell Lee and Hayley. Please don't. I'll tell them. Once it's a proper thing, or once it's all just, you know, gone wrong. I'll tell them. Where are they? All right, guys. He's a live wire, isn't he? Shall I leave you guys to it then, shall I? Oh, well, that's great. So I can kip on the sofa. Right, well, that's I'll go and get a 250 milliliter Grolsch now then, and then I'll see you in the lounge, or should I say, Sherrard's Stadium, in a minute. It's better. Shall I pop your dummy there? I'm just thinking, easier to look after you than your father. I wish there was a adult equivalent of a dummy. I mean, it's stupid, never will be. I've got credit. I've got bloody credit. Sorry, I think I was trying to high-five you there. Let me tell you something, Thomas. Hang on, let me just turn off your... Come here. Never give up hope. Do you know what I mean by that? No matter what, if you're just getting pissed about by... Sorry, I'm not very good talking to humans who, you know, don't talk back, you know. But I think it's good advice, from one Warsaw to another. Never give up. Or never give up hope, I think I originally said. 'Cause they're out there, in amongst the rubbish, there are... angels. Yeah, I think someone older would have stopped me by now. I'm talking bollocks, most probably. Ah. Kitty. Right, I'm going to sneak out now. And you might be thinking, that's a bit selfish, but I've just got a text from someone unfortunate enough to be working on Christmas Day. And if she says I should leave, I mean, what it's like when the angel told the guys to follow the star. I mean, they didn't know her from Adam, but they went with it, didn't they? I mean, I don't remember a wise man saying he wouldn't follow the star because he decided to play charades. 2 syllables. Your ears. Some of the ears. No, is it? Well, there you go. Well, before my time. Mr. A, before my time. Yeah, I won't. I think I'm going to make a move. Sorry, Hayley? Where do you want me to drive you to? Lee, are you going to? Do you know what? I think I'm going to have to say yes and no. Because I think Christmas is a time for family, isn't it? And I know that's a pretty trad thing to say, but I honestly believe that. So you shouldn't be playing poker with Macca, I don't think. You should be here under your own tree. Yes, exactly, Lee. That's better. Lay into those roses and mime some bloody films. Also, I think I'm going to jip off myself. To same reasons, really. I'm going to go to Mum's. So, yeah, sorry for that, because it was a no one. So, thanks for having me. All right, Mum? Yes, fine, thanks. I'm just phoning to say that I think I'm going to Kip here tonight. Mr. and Mrs. A, don't mind. So, I'm there now. No, I just said that they don't mind. No, you don't need to check up with them, because I'm 31. Did Mr. Rossi come over? And you're watching Dibley? Yeah, it is. It is a nice Christmas.
Hi, Luke.
Holly. Sorry, I was just a bit shocked there, thrown, you know.
Well, you didn't expect me to answer. I've been sat waiting.
No, sorry. I just noticed in my mirror thingy, I'm wearing three hats.
Why are you wearing three hats, you knobhead?
Yeah, I know. Happy Christmas.
Sort of. I burnt my wrist because a load of fat sprayed out the turkey's back when I pierced it.
Are you okay?
Had my whole arm in a wok full of ice cold water for dinner.
Oh. I got your texts.
Was your phone seriously off all that time?
Yeah, it's the phone companies.
I was trying to call you.
Luckily there was a girl called Kitty Bonner.
Did you have a nice day?
Yeah. Good, actually. A bit logisticky.
Being your chauffeur.
Just a couple of, yeah.
You're a dick.
I got your texts.
So, have you had to stay sober then?
I've had one 250ml bottle of Grolsch.
It was a bit cheeky asking.
But were you being serious then? Do you want me to come over?
Yeah, I'd love you to.
Yeah?
I'm just watching Dibley.
I'm going to come over.
I feel like a right sad homie.
Pause it.
What?
Can you pause live TV?
Yeah.
Pause Dibley. We'll watch that together.
I've got that beer you like if you want to stay over.
Definitely do.
Kino.
I know. I just... You're lovely, Holly.
I've got a firework. I thought we could let it off like before.
I've got one too.
Why?
In case I came round.
Presumptuous.
I don't know that word. I should get moving then.
I'll put some more ice in my wok.
I'll see you in 10 minutes.